Now, you might know him as one half of Australia's most successful radio duos, Hamish and Andy, or perhaps as the 2006 Bachelor of the Year. I know that's what you were thinking of, Nikki.
It was.
But from tonight, you'll know him as the host of The Cube on Channel 10, Andy Lee.
Nikki, and hello.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Welcome,
hello,
welcome.
Guys.
Make yourself comfortable.
It's nice to be welcomed. I will. I'll take off my pants immediately and recline.
Hey, that's the
grab
kind of
a
talk,
cuppa.
That's the kind of talk that makes everyone feel at home. Very nice.
Hamish and I did Pants Off Friday for a long time.
Well,
he's used to it.
It's a good idea. You can't beat the classics.
I'm not sure whether we would do that in this current day.
Yeah, true.
The times have evolved where asking guests to take their pants off as soon as they arrive in the studio. I'm glad we left that behind.
Well, please be our guest. Take your pants off. It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, you're at home or wherever you are. So, I mean, unless you're in the street.
Yeah, I'm a Channel 10 publicity boardroom. So,
sure.
Anything goes
may
in boardrooms.
Not go down. Another boardroom scandal. Get us some press ahead of the show tonight.
Can I ask you, what essential parts of being a game show host have you decided to take on board for this role with The Cube?
Oh, great question.
Because I noticed, can I just say, no criticism, maybe a little. But I noticed it's not a suit, is one of them.
I didn't want to wear a suit. I didn't really want to ask anyone's backstory.
I didn't care.
I felt like I didn't care. I wanted to get into the game. There were a few things that producers are going, I think we probably need to know their names at least. Okay, I'll give you that. So it was fun. But yeah, there's definite times where I had to go full game show host and felt a bit dumb doing it because, you know, you see all these people that you admire doing it, never thought it would be my role. But, you know, when you're telling someone you've got to play for 50 grand or nothing, or at the intense moment you have to throw to an ad break.
Yes!
They're the parts that I got a little giggle out of, and often I would laugh during performing it, and then the producer in my ear would say, okay, mate, you have to do that again, and you can't laugh, and can you stop making snide remarks about it as we go to the ad break? Yeah, okay, I can do that.
Oh, funny. Now, you first saw The Cube on one of your gap year shows with Hamish when you're in China, is that right?
Correct. Yeah, Hamish and I first saw it when we were in China in 2013. You know, Southeast Asia was the gap year we were doing, and yeah, we went in for a foot massage after a long day of filming on our feet, and they kept bringing us watermelon as we watched this screen, and this show came on, and we became obsessed with it, even though we didn't understand what was going on. We could understand the games, just didn't understand what they were saying. And I figured, I mean, we loved it. We were betting each other in I think Chinese yuan at the time, as to whether these different duos would make it through. We left with belly aches because we kept ordering more massages and more watermelon just so we could keep watching. So I knew if I could see a show in a completely different language and like it, maybe it's got a chance out here in Australia. And if people don't like the sound of my voice, I recommend just turning the sound down. You'll get as much out of the show just about this.
And do you recommend watching it while eating watermelon?
Oh, I think the show is best served or best consumed while eating watermelon and having a foot massage. So
right,
paper, rock, scissors with your husband or wife, work out which person gets to take on which role tonight, and then I think you'll be the perfect guide in.
And get some watermelon on the way home.
Yes, absolutely. They gave me a watermelon on the first day of shoot. I arrived in my dressing room and there was a big watermelon. He said, I know we ate more than this during our fitting, but good luck getting through this.
So thoughtful.
Oh, no.
Hey, look, Perspex Cube, will the Pope be making an appearance?
That's the first Pope reference I've got so far.
Excellent.
I haven't even thought of it
Thank
myself.
All right, no, stick that one
really
up.
I'm really impressed with that. the Pope obviously BYO Cube. He can just drive in himself. He did apply for the show, but we weeded out his application. We're worried that he might have too much help from above, and Channel 10 were nervous that the $250,000 will go like that.
Well, I reckon his fee would have been pretty high too, so you're probably in safer territory there. Nice.
So basically, this is TikTok challenges in a cube.
Yes, but for $250,000. If you've got a friend at school that turns to you and says, hey, can you throw that apple in that bin? You've pretty much got our show.
Right.
If that friend says, I'll give you $250,000, we can do it. So if you went to school with Murdoch or Packer, I think maybe you've played our show before, but otherwise it might be new to people.
Nice.
Fantastic. All right. Well,
all of it's to be revealed.
Yeah.
It kicks off 7:30 tonight on 10. Andy Lee with The Cube. Great to chat.
Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate it.